Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever, amen. In the Gospel of John, 10th chapter, when Jesus talks about himself as being the good shepherd, he says something about his sheep, different from the Jewish sheep when he told the apostles, the Jews are here now as sheep without a shepherd, but I am the true shepherd, and I know mine and mine know me, and they come when I call. And then he says something special. He says that each sheep he calls by name. That means he knows each one of us. He makes a personal relationship with each person to become and to help him shepherd and to reach out to lost souls. That is what the meaning of Lectio Divina is. We find the Gospel Jesus. Jesus not only in the word of the Gospel, but a living Jesus. Father Jim's prayers are being answered now because in the parish retreat that we attended, he said that he wanted a program for Lectio Divina. And strange enough, the bishop, Bishop Rickens, also wants the Lectio Divina for the whole diocese. And he chose Blessed Sacrament Parish to be the model for all of the parishes of the diocese in Lectio Divina. So we're starting this program that goes almost into the Christmas season. And that prayer is being answered now, that this parish is chosen to model that for the entire diocese. So my prayers are being answered too, because as a foreign mission catechist, we were teaching for 10 years Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists. And here we have disciples of Christ who now want to find the living Jesus and to develop their discipleship into a companionship with Jesus and a partnership with Jesus to reform this pagan society and our families and bring back the people who have lost Jesus. I feel like it's Christmas. The three magi came in, from far away from different countries to find Jesus. And when they found Jesus, they spread him around the world. And then what Jesus did with his apostles, making them into partners with himself. And he asked us to go out and to bring him. And so we have Jesus in the Bible. We have Jesus in his Gospels, in his teachings. We have Jesus in the sacraments, in the Eucharist, present with us, alive today. And we want to make him more and more alive in our hearts so that we can go out and fulfill the promise that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Thank you.